Taoiseach, today I am asking you as to how specifically the current NDP can deliver and achieve balanced regional development where previous plans have failed. Yes, we have a long list of projects, and yes, the language around regional balance is there. But we know from bitter experience that that has not worked beforehand, and past performance is certainly a poor indicator of future success. Time and time again, I've quoted the facts and the figures that show the widening economic gap between the northern and western region and the rest of the country. Unfortunately, the European Commission confirmed our worst fears by downgrading the region economically, not just compared to other regions in Ireland, but to every single region in the EU. So in that context, Taoiseach, the NDP has some very heavy lifting to do in order to redress the economic imbalance that has worsened over the last 15 years. Taoiseach, I don't believe that you or any of your predecessors intended that such an imbalance in development between the regions would occur. But I do believe it was a combination of inertia, a rising tide will lift all boats frame of mind, a failure to systematically measure the impact of policy from a regional perspective across all government departments, and more than anything else, the absence of a disciplined and ongoing commitment to providing the necessary investment and support to the northern and western region. So my concerns are, first, there is a five-city-led approach to development, not exclusively, but significantly. However, the northern and western region cannot benefit from that approach, as it has only one city, which is situated at its southern tip. Therefore, the NDP needs to be explicitly nuanced to allow other towns in the region, such as Sligo, for example, play a special role as a driver for development. If it's to close that gap, towns like Sligo and Letterkenny must be afforded opportunities and provided with investment that is comparatively greater than that being provided to similar-sized towns in other regions. That's not favouritism. It is an absolute necessity to rebalance the part of the plan that is city-led. Secondly, Taoiseach, we need timelines and we need benchmarks to measure progress. And finally, we need a form of regional proofing when assessing projects.
Thank you, Deputy Harkin. Taoiseach.
Well, I want to thank the Deputy for raising this very important issue and to assure the Deputy that the essence of the National Development Plan is to address the regional imbalance in terms of economic development within the country. And you have mentioned the citywide strategy. That's a good thing because that will help all regions in terms of that imbalance that I spoke of. And also, if you look at the various key sectors, if you look at education, for example, the investment in the Technological University, embracing Sligo, Letterkenny and Galway, Mayo ITs, into one Technological University for the North West. In my view, that will be a very significant help to driving the economy of the North West. And each of those institutional campuses have their own strengths. I've been to Sligo campus IIT for on a number of occasions. I mean, it has a very unique robotic technology centre there, for example. It's also very strong in incubation of small to medium-sized companies. Funding is provided in terms of further development in terms of the Sligo Centre, the IT Sligo Central Campus extension. And in terms of Sligo, the Sligo Cultural Plaza is identified in the NDP, the Sligo Culture and Learn Hub, the Sligo Hospital Regeneration. And again, there's a range of other proposals. As you know, I was recently recently at the ceremony at the completion of the Sligo Western Distributor Road, as well as the new N4 upgrade. I think that would be a significant boost from a road infrastructure perspective. The various funding streams as well through URDF and the Rural Development Fund will add to the NDP in creating both infrastructural investment and also human skills investment in the Northwest region, because we do have to rebalance economic development in the country. Of that, there is no doubt. And in this NDP, there is a very strong focus in terms of that rebalancing. In transport, and only last week the Minister for Transport and Environment, Minister Eamon Ryan, published the rural transport plans, which is a very substantial expansion of what was there before. And that, again, is all about trying to create a critical mass in the regions and in the Northwest in particular to ensure sustained economic development. Now, the NDP itself is a high-level document in terms of the broader range of objectives and aims and so on. And within that, then, it gives rise to a whole range of what we might say projects on a smaller scale, but which will be delivered in a more timely and efficient manner.
Deputy Harkin.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Look, I'm not disputing the city-led approach. What I'm saying is the northern and western region cannot benefit from it to the same extent as other regions. So we need a more nuanced approach. You mentioned all the great projects in Sligo. And look, what can I say? I can say that we haven't had a roads project in 20 years. I can quote the Northern and Western Regional Assembly report, which says that we're not getting our fair share in regard to regional projects in the NDP. But that's not the point here, Taoiseach. You and I could play ping pong across the floor of the Dáil all day regarding projects. But unless we can measure progress, unless there is a system in place to do that, unless there's accountability across government departments, unless there is a specific nuanced approach to the northern and western region that recognises its specific circumstances and challenges, and unless there is regional proofing, like we have with the Climate Action Plan that requires adjustments to achieve planned outcomes, Taoiseach, I don't believe we will see change.
Thank you, Deputy Harkin. Taoiseach, to conclude.
I first of all accept the Deputy's points about the need for accountability, the need for metrics and measurements to ensure that the objectives of the plan materialise. And there are different metrics, of course, and different bodies and different groups will always use different metrics to analyse and to come forward with conclusions. For me, one of the key essential ingredients of the NDP is the human capital, because maybe all of us, to a certain extent, focus too much on the big mega project. What really drives economics, in my view, our society, is investment in human capital. Education is the key. Education at all levels is the key to the economic development of any region. And that is why I think the NDP, particularly in underpinning both the establishment but also the investment in key elements of the technological university, will be an important economic driver for the region. But outside of that, the wider skills provision in skill nets, in the apprenticeship programme that is developing apace now and that is expanding, that's also very important. And then the industrial part of the project in terms of FDI, but critically, and I think I said it in the Dáil here recently, the last 50 years might have been FDI, and we'll always maintain our focus on FDI, foreign direct investment. The next 50 years has to be about indigenous industry and growing that to an even higher scale than we currently have.
Thank you.